WITFM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
We don't understand segregation because we've all been one big family. But they don't know the 50s and the 40s and the 30s.
Come on, come on.
My children, my grandchildren don't know what we came from, what we came out of. And we forgot to tell them because we've forgotten where we came from as a nation and as a people. But God has a way of reminding us. Sister Matthew said it well. I didn't know she was going to say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Have we as a nation forgotten to pray? We have placed God in the background. And God knows how to get our attention. And he always does it in love. My brothers and sisters, we have been so abundantly blessed, and our standards are so high, sometimes we forget what God is doing. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we forget how good God has been. Paul was saying, this is a command. Rejoice always. The believer's joy does not come from our circumstances, but from the blessing that are ours. Because we are in Christ. Amen. What does that mean? It means we are united to Christ in a personal way. It's similar to a branch in a tree or a limb in a body. In other words, we are connected to the source of our resources. The Lord has the abundances of everything that we need if we just tap into the resources. For he is the source. We are connected to the one who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And there are times that we forget how blessed we are. We are connected to the one who looks far beyond our faults and our frailties and sees all of our needs from the pulpit to the pews. What was it that the Lord saw that we needed? The Lord saw that we as believers needed saving. So Jesus came and rescued us. And that's enough to be joyful for.
Amen.
I get excited when I talk about the Lord. I get excited when I share what God has done. I get excited when his name is elevated. I get excited when we magnify him. I get excited when we praise him. I get excited in our prayer. I get excited. My voice is different. My demeanor is different. My power is different. I get excited when I talk about the Lord because the Lord has been so good to me. Because I know what I used to be like. You know what you used to be like. But thank God I ain't like I used to be. But I'm going to be just what God desires for me to be. Anybody got a history? You ain't got to tell me your story. God knows our story. And he knows our temperament and our manner. He knows our custom. And he knows our desire. He knows everything about us. And so we might as well fess up, because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. So you might as well do it under what we call grace, his unmerited favor. And if God's grace is covering you, you certainly don't want to be under the law, because the law will condemn us. Amen. And a child shall lead them. And a child shall lead them. Because there's coming a generation that will hear the Lord and who will obey the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I knew that was coming. Antioch, when we think about the Lord, he came and he rescued us. And that's enough to be joyful. But Antioch believers who remain in sadness and depression really breaks a commandment in some direction or another. For he or she mistrusts God. Or they mistrust the power. Or they mistrust his providence. Or his protective nature of God. And finally, they mistrust his forgiveness. Well, I hope God does this. Why are we hoping? God has already said he will do it. Amen. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and it shall be given open to you. Are you asking? Yes. Or are you doubting? See, when God gives us a mandate, that mandate has already been orchestrated in heaven. And that mandate will occur whether you like it or not. If he got to move folks out of the way, he'll do it. If he got to bring folks in to help you get it done, he'll do it. But God's mandate is his mandate. Even the pastor have to step aside when God says, this is what I'm up to. You step aside and let me handle this. My brothers and sisters, God is moving us closer to him. We should remain joyful for the Lord's forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It was the Lord who did it and not we ourselves. So that man who said only I can fix it is nothing but a liar. Because that's all he has ever done. Watch a man who always lies. There was one who always lies, and he's the father of lies. I don't have to go no further with that. In the Bible, in Bible study this week, I talked a little bit about the rich young ruler who placed material wealth above the Lord God. And this hindered his ability to fully follow the Lord. Anytime anything is placed before God, we're not following him. I don't care what it is. If it's your money, your car, your land, your property, your 401(c)(3), your 401(c)(3)s, and all of that stuff. The Lord, if he's not the head of your life, you're following something else. If it's your title, your position, your organization, your fraternity, your sorority, if anything is ahead of God, you are following something else. God ain't in it. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what this is revealing to us, when we think about things that hinder us and our ability to follow the Lord, I shared in Bible study my point concerning that rich young ruler. And it was that he was following after silver and gold.
All right.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the cattle on the thousand hill, all belongs to him. And yet, all of the stuff that we're gravitating towards, the Lord said, that's mine. I'm just loaning it to you. And when we gravitate towards earthly things, we gravitate towards things that are not the Lord. When we think about law, Yahweh, when we think about God's law, when we think about the Mosaic law, we see how the law was fulfilled by Christ Jesus. How? It was fulfilled in Isaiah 7 and 14. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Under the law, when you broke the law, something had to die. A son is given under the law. That son was given to fulfill the law. How did he fulfill it? I'm glad you asked. It was fulfilled in the deliverance from Herod in Hosea 11 and 1. Jesus came and became the living sacrifice. He was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Came to suffer and died not for himself, but he came to die for you and for me. Paul said, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Continuous prayer is not prayer that prevails without any interruption, but prayer that continues whenever possible. Paul was speaking of maintaining continuous fellowship with God as much as possible in the midst of our daily living and in which our concentration is frequently broken. How many times have you tried to pray and you were interrupted in some way? I have learned that the enemy knows how to distract us. If he can just break the communication line, he can alter or impact our petition to the Lord. He is one who always tries to separate us from the source of our resources. At cell phone rings, children calling for you. Your car all of a sudden is on a flat. Am I in your neighborhood? When you start trying to get in touch with the Lord, something always happens. Why is it? Because the enemy does not want you talking to the Lord. Hello. The enemy does not want you talking to the Lord. In our prayers, we should be thankful as well as grateful. And yeah, we need to start praising him before he answers our prayer. Amen. We need to start praising him before he answers our prayer. It don't take all of that. Yeah, it takes all of that. How do you know it? Jesus would always thank the Father before he even made a request. We make the request, and then, Lord, I thank you. Make your request. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord before you make your request. The Apostle Paul said, rejoice always. We do that first, not after he has done something for us. We do it before he has answered our prayers. It says, pray without ceasing and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Stop doubting and start talking to the Lord, glorifying and praising him before you even expect to get your answer. Sometimes we misunderstand rejoicing and we think it's to be done only when something good happens in our life. The same is true for prayer. Some believe we should pray only when we need God to do something for us or for someone else. Now, I'm about to challenge some because some believe we should pray only giving thanks for the blessing.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church,